curious, somebody still has faith.
Julie?
No.
Your daughter?
No. Our former gardener, when we lived down in Kendall, his wife sent that for, she sent an Easter, and she had him drive into town. Easter thing.
Yeah,
was that? That's for you.
No, that's to you.
The girl's an Easter. But she had a big farm with Easter eggs. We were at our age. And she had baked a cake for us. And she sent me a card saying, you know, keep fighting or something. And
right.
She sent that for you. And she sent a cigar with a matchbook stuck on a rubber band. But just
oddly, I don't think
there are a lot of you just plain Americans around, too.
Sure, there are a lot of people. What we have to do is to keep our faith, right?
Yep.
Right on.
Yes, Bill. We've got
one further thing to talk about.
Really, not much of anything. We've got to meet with the lawyers. We've got to put some more stuff together for them. Dates and times and all. Anticipating chinks in the armor anywhere. But I didn't talk to them last night, so there's nothing beyond nothing from them. I have a couple of thoughts on the, forgetting about the case for a minute, but on the general situation that we've got a problem. That it's hard to act at all until the grand jury does something, or until justice does something. You don't have any grounds for action, and any action you take prejudices both ways, the prosecution and the defense.
Right.
And
our hands are tied in, the other side can get penalties.
That's kind of it, and they keep us, they've sort of got us out there. Now maybe you just figure that's the way it is, and you ride through that.
I don't think there's anything you can do.
Probably is the
I call it the problem, but I,
there's a need from a public viewpoint to sort of make the pull the White House together, I think. Make things look like they're
run
under control, which they are. I mean there's no
there was good, that was good at Henry Sherman yesterday, but it's all part of it.
Very,
you know.
And there, all this stuff with the, you know, that you're restructuring the White House staff and all
that. Yeah,
that's a crisis. That's a strange thing.
Well, there was a dealer made a long time ago where they'd like to come back, you know, and there's some, I don't know what it was about. Probably congressional. It's a congressional thing.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Hey, talk to him. That's where I don't know.
Well, let's set himself up for office and that. Even if there were.
Well, I must say, I think that would be at some point yesterday.
He called me yesterday morning and said, I've got to go out, I've got to go public today. And I said, well, that's your first mistake. And he laughed and he says, I agree, but this is a commitment I made a long time ago. And it would look worse to cancel it now. So, said, if you have any guidance on anything you want me to say, let me know. But he said, here's, just so you know, here's my position. And he laid out that what I'm going to say is that present, I have full confidence in the president's chair, that's probably not that. And he said, I don't think I should say anything more than that. And I said, I think you're absolutely right. He said, these bastards are trying to divide us, they're trying to push us in, and the same people who have always been against us, like the Brooks and the Schweikers and stuff, you know, we're still having a problem with, and of course the House. He says, I think we've just got to tell the president moves, and when he moves, we've got to support that track position all the way and nothing else and not go beyond it.
That's right, Bob.
That's great. The media climber. Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to think, whether there's something that from this side can be done.
Just don't think there is.
What you're hanging up on, what we're hanging up on now, is if there should be a move on me, it should follow, or it should be tied with, it should follow a move with Mundine. You can't, excuse me, you can't make a move on Dean.
Yeah.
Until you have some reason for it.
That's right. Basically, he's not confessed, well, in a sense, he's confessed to me, but he hasn't to the Attorney General in an official way. You understand?
That's right.
They have an arm's length, what they call discussions. So
if they don't have a basis, if you don't have a basis, which makes you look bad here,
right.
In a sense, because there's the public mind has Dean pretty well fixed. They have Mitchell pretty well fixed, and they have Magruder pretty well fixed.
Right.
They're careful about fixing me. They say the closest to fixing me they get is I must have known.
That's right.
Because the way you ran things here couldn't happen without my knowing.
Right.
Now that imputes to the White House the control of the campaign, and somewhere it seems to me that's got to be undone. If you control all of your campaigns before, but as president, you weren't able to control your campaigns.
Deliberately did not.
And I wasn't able to.
Deliberately did not. About it.
And didn't really try to, except to keep on top of what was
earlier
and knock some ideas out. Well, we've got to be a little careful about that, because there was in the post-Watergate area here, there was a political meeting twice a week in Ehrlichman's office with McGregor and Harlow. And
I was referring to the...
And Mitchell, I think.
I was referring to the pre-Watergate thing.
Yeah, and there, really none of us had... It's amazing when you go back and look through the papers how little any of us, you or me or Ehrlichman, was involved in any of that stuff.
Talking a little about everything, we all know some of what's going to happen on that case in California. You know, Ellsberg, right? I had Bill John in it.
Yes, he told me.
Who sort of must worry the hell out of me, but Bob, he had to worry about that. John knew that was going to come out. I mean,
he's not uptight about it at all.
Let me tell you why. The reason that is, you know, that photo was in that file and they were bound to mine.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But,
did you hear about it?
No, not until I heard the tape yesterday. I still don't know what that means. I mean, that they took a picture when they broke in, and that picture was in Hunt's file, and the stuff they turned over to the FBI.
That's why he said,
does your husband know that photo's in the file?
Yes, he does. Well, Ehrlichman says he knows about the break-in.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing. The point is that the break-in, therefore, Bob isn't going to the photo. It's all admitted. No question about that being proven. The Dean of control room.
We have one interesting development that gets into this whole timing. Timing becomes one hell of a problem here. And it seems to me, for your sake, speed is of the essence, that every hour sooner anything can happen, the better.
Yeah.
That Dash told Garnet yesterday that they want Ehrlichman and me next week at the Senate committee internal, preliminary meeting type of thing. Because they're doing their interviews to build their case for the hearings.
Well, you and Ehrlichman got to get a grand jury before then. And well, you would go.
See, that's what John's view was, that we can't go out there until we've gone to the grand jury.
Absolutely. That's going to be, that should be your view throughout everybody here. We will not go before that until we have understood, you could say, that we're to be before the grand jury. As soon as we finish the grand jury, you pass. That's who you are.
Rusty at the Senate committee. What did you do with the grand jury? The grand jury thinks it's incredible. The prosecutors apparently called Jack Anderson in.
Yeah, I know.
And convinced him that he was deserving the case by printing this stuff. So he's not going to print it verbatim anymore. He's going to paraphrase it. Which just makes it even worse. Even as verbatim
said, the prosecutors told him that Jack Anderson said he was getting a good Republican. Let's get ready on it.